Hey guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, we're talking about all things fall, Halloween, home, decor.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So we asked our lovely listeners to submit photos of their DIY seasonal decor, and you guys delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to go through these photos. So if you're listening to this podcast, this is going to be a great listen. But again, when we do photo submissions, these podcasts really do translate best by watching them. So
yeah,
listen, and then you can come see the photos over on YouTube, and be sure when you're there to click subscribe. We are so close to 1,000.
We are
so close. And y'all, that makes a big deal for us. So anyways, with that being said, we had a lot of submissions, Ashley.
We did.
And
we asked a lot of our followers this time around.
It's like, show up. Like, yeah. I pulled stuff just in case we needed like some extra options, but then I'm like, I don't know if we're going to have time to get to mine, and we're going to start with y'all's first because they're more important. But seriously, they are so good. We've got quite a few to go through. So I'm really, we've got some people who've never submitted pictures before that are submitting photos this time. So I'm super excited to see those. And then next week, our next episode, we're going to do the same thing, but with DIY Halloween costumes.
Yes.
And let me just tell you right now, I spent 2 hours at my mom's house yesterday sitting in the floor of the bonus room, going through boxes and boxes of photos. And I think I might have found a photo that's going to traumatize Ashley.
Oh, no.
And the rest of you. It's terrifying. But it was literally one of my most favorite costumes. But it was also one of the most terrifying costumes I've ever made as a child.
You made or your mom made?
Oh, no. My mom would help me with some of it. But I was definitely involved.
You're the driving force.
I was like, this is what I wanted to look like. And we're going to figure out how to get there together.
I'm excited to see that.
One end of the spectrum to the other. It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
There's some gems in there though. So, but today we're going to talk about DIY fall and Halloween decor. Not everybody decorates for Halloween. I kind of do like a mix. Mm-hmm. Mine's mostly fall and pumpkins and, and then I'll have like a little jack-o'-lantern on my pumpkin, but like these come off. So, I mean, you know, I can just take those little felt face off my rope bowl. So most of mine's more fall. I don't go spooky Halloween. Do you go spooky Halloween or do any of that?
I do spooky outside for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really like spooky on the inside. I'm more like fall harvesty kind of on the inside.
You have to live with it, and you're inside more than outside.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to scare my children.
Well, I do like it's fall, y'all. Wooden sign on my front porch.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't be more basic. I have a candy corn door hanger. You know, I go pretty basic, friendly. We don't do scary. I don't even have a skeleton of any sort. This year though, I did have a wooden cutout of the Sanderson sisters, and I did was paint it black with some chalk paint, and it just sits on my mantle. And then I got these like sticky, like the bats that you can fold and put on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I got those off Amazon. There was like 150 of them for like $5. I mean, it was ridiculous. And they're in different sizes. And I put those across the living room wall over the, because we have that nice fireplace now. So I have all of that going across there. So those are two easy things for me to just pull off the wall and
take them
after Halloween.
Mm-hmm. But storage is a factor, right? You have to have somewhere to put all the stuff.
I mean, I have my attic and I have everything in bins and it's all very organized and labeled, and half the attic is Christmas and then I have like two bins of fall and that's about it. But
yeah,
I don't do the scary spooky, mainly because we just didn't really do a lot with Halloween growing up. We dressed up, we trick-or-treated, but we never really decorated for it. And so you'll see next week in my photos that I'm going to share of my costumes that we weren't really allowed to dress up as a lot of Mm-hmm. Halloween. Right. Grew up in the South.
So, yeah, yeah.
Bible Belt. And you'll see that for sure in these photos. But I think that translated into how we kind of decorated at home. My mom always did very traditional fall and pumpkins. So I think it just stuck with me. I just don't like, I don't like scary movies. Do you like scary movies?
Ugh, no, not at all. I've been traumatized from my sister when I was a kid. She would be like, because she was 7 years older than me, or still is, but her and her friends, like, they're teenagers. And they'd be like, want to watch a movie with us? And I'd be like, sure. Yeah, like, you're my sister. Like, I totally want to hang out with my big sister. And then she would make me watch, like, Children of the Corn.
Oh, my God. So I
think it was number four. And I don't know if you know that one, but I was a young child. So
I remember one time my friend Sarah and I were at my house. She was sleeping over. And we decided, because she doesn't really like scary movies either, and we decided we were going to try. Together, we might be able to get through one. And we picked Jeepers Creepers. And we made it about 15 minutes into the movie with the creepy van and the song. And we were like, nope. Nope. And we didn't go any further. We immediately turned on our favorite movie, which is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And we sang every song in the movie together. And that was more of our speed.
Yeah.
Even then, like, the boat scene is creepy and we would still cover our eyes.
Oh, I love that scene.
I do now, but as a child or as a teenager, we were not a big fan of it. But I remember one time, you know, peer pressure can be a very powerful thing.
It can be.
And all my friends wanted to go see a scary movie at the movie theater one time. And it was the first Ring movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that one.
Out of the TV.
That one left a mark in me for sure.
I have never been the same since. At one point, my head was down in my lap with my hands over my ears. And I was like rocking back and forth with tears coming down to my face.
Aww.
And they were like, are you okay? I was like, I can't. I couldn't hear it. I didn't want to listen to it. It was so traumatic. I get so engrossed in movies that I feel like I'm a part of them. And that was horrific. Now, Brett loves scary movies. So he will stay up late and watch them after I've gone to bed because he knows I can't even handle like zombie
shows. I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear the zombie shows making their awful noises. I don't like any of it.
Okay. When I was a teenager, I didn't even know. I was very naive, you know, like we were a naive, I feel like, generation.
Yes.
Went to go see the Blair Witch Project.
We didn't have the internet in our hands. That's
no, right. So I went to go see the Blair Witch Project and fully believed it was a true story. So that totally, like, you know, like, I think everybody did. Everybody thought it was a true story. Yeah. And so it was like so terrifying.
I didn't see it. I saw clips of it, but I didn't see it completely. But I remember that controversy of like, is this real or not?
Yes. And like, yeah, it was good. It was very good that they tricked us all.
Oh gosh!
But that Ring video, like when you have a daughter and she comes to your bedroom in the middle of the night with her long, like Bianca had long down to her bum hair and her nightgown on, and you see her in the doorway, and you're just like, mind just immediately goes to that movie and you're just like
instantly terrified of your own child.
Like, it's just Bianca, but like when she was like three or four,
creep up on you. They just stand next to your bed, like this close to your face, and then they're just breathing hot breath in your face, and you're just like, and you open your eyes and you're so disoriented, you're still half asleep and you're like, who is standing over my bed about to murder me? Oh, a 5-year-old.
Mommy, are you awake? No, I'm not awake.
My soul just left my body, and I just aged 10 years in that moment. Every time. Brock used to do that to me. I'm like, quit being creepy.
Yeah.
I started like, because if I shut my bedroom door all the way, it was less likely to come in. I didn't have to lock it, but I learned that that helped. Yeah, you can just, he would come, it's almost like he was sleepwalking, but not. He would come to the door and it's like opening the door was too much effort. So he would just turn around and go back to bed. But I don't know.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, I just learned, like, we're just going to shut the door. All right, yeah. So let's dive into these photo submissions and little backstories of these projects that people have made for their fall and Halloween decor. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, we can start with Lynn.
Okay.
I think she has sent us, she's been a longtime listener, longtime follower. She loves podcasts. She loves us. Yes. We can take a look at, she went for, I think she's more of a fall wearer, festive kind of person.
I love it. For our listeners, it's a top, it's a shirt. It's kind of like just like a simple t-shirt, but her fabric choice is pumpkins. And it's like orange, blue, tan, teal, mm-hmm. green, like different pumpkins. It's a very busy print, but it's so cute. And it's definitely like full festive mode. And if you're watching the podcast today, you'll see I'm wearing my pumpkin, my festive pumpkin shirt. I have a few that I've made. And I love this. This is super cute.
I love
wearing seasonal items. Like, I don't have a ton mm-hmm. of them, but I have a few of each season that I'm like, this is clearly a fall shirt. This is clearly a Christmas shirt, you know? So I love those.
I know.
Thank you, Lynn.
That's so cute.
All right, Brenda.
Brenda Headley.
Okay.
She loves her wood crafts.
Oh, I love it.
I know, right? I love candy corns as decorations, first of all.
I'm going to zoom in because they're wrapped in cellophane. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's three different candy corns made out of wood. And they're like different heights, so they like a little trio. Mm-hmm. And they're painted like the yellow, orange, and white. So cute. Yeah. Very rustic.
She said she made them as gifts for her friends and family, which is super sweet too.
Now this is my vibe. I do love candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
The candy. Do you like candy corn?
I do. It's not one that I always reach for, but once in a while I'll crave it.
If it's there and I can get some, I'm going to get it. I love candy corn, and so does my son. I only like the traditional candy corn. He will mm-hmm. eat like the different flavors and like those giant pumpkins, and I can't do all of that. But the regular candy corn, it's my jam.
Okay, so I have a question for you, because I've seen now they have Christmas candy corns. How do you feel about that?
No.
Right? No, I'm like with the red and green and white, and I'm just like,
even if it tastes the same.
Yeah.
It won't, because my brain is going, these are the wrong colors.
Yeah.
They do have chocolate, like candy corn, where they have like the brown, and I don't like those either. So it's like brown, orange, and white or something. I don't like those. And then like the pumpkins, like the mix pack, like it's like candy corn made their own trail mix of just different shapes and flavors of candy corn.
Oh, okay.
But they have ones that are bigger pumpkins. So it's like it would be the equivalent of taking like a handful of candy corn and putting it all in your mouth at the same time and trying to chew that. They're really big. And I like one candy corn at a time.
Right. It's like a good size of just enough just a little sugar.
Yeah, because they're sweet. It's just straight sugar. And God knows what else.
Yeah.
We don't ask. It's a solid candy for me. I know. I feel like people are either love it or hate it. It's one of those controversial holiday candies. But I feel like it belongs in this season and needs to stay in this season.
Let us know in the comments what your stance is on the candy corn. Are you a fan?
Like the same for Peeps, though.
Or
Easter's little candy, but now they have them for every season. And honestly, I only want Peeps at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I ever think about them or crave them or seek them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that people are like,
you are very brainwashed. I mean, I love anything marshmallow. So,
How can you not? Have you ever made a s'more with a Peep?
No, not yet. I haven't They're not like huge around here. Like we don't. And I think that when they're released and they get taken very quickly. So it's not like we have like huge stocks of them.
Well, remind me, I'll send you some peeps.
Yeah, Brenda, get flattened on the way here.
Brenda, thank you for your candy corn.
Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Candace
Jordan.
She's got something a little spooky here. Welcome to the murder house with the black gloves and the knife and the blood. Is this embroidered?
Custom machine embroidered garden flag.
And it's on burlap.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Have you ever embroidered on burlap before?
I have not, but now I want to.
Yeah.
How stinking cute.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the murder house. I have a question. Are the black gloves like OJ Simpson?
I know. That's exactly where my mind went to. And I was like,
Does that show our generation of growing up with that being on TV? Because that was a big deal.
Where's the white Bronco?
I know. That's all that's missing.
Imagine, though, like OJ is now a symbol of Halloween and
that's
like
wild.
Jack the Ripper and then OJ Simpson. And that's cool.
She said last Halloween she helped her brother with his home decor game by making him this custom machine embroidered garden flag to go with this whole house theme. I would love to see the rest of this house theme,
mm-hmm.
but this flag is very creative. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and now we need to try out the burlap.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, now I'm super intrigued. I feel like you could, burlap is like one of those things that you can like use any time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can embroider whatever you want on that.
Yeah, for weddings and stuff.
I don't have one of those yard flags, but my neighbor does. And she's in her 80s and she loves them. And she loves switching them out. So maybe I should make her one.
That'd
she's always
cute.
Making me treats and pumpkin bread and banana bread and all that stuff. So maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Candace. Okay, Christina.
Christina LeSueur.
Oh my gosh!
That's so cute. It is a plushie. It looks like Sherpa. Ooh. Like a
it
Sherpa
like
ghost
Sherpa.
Pillow.
Sherpa
with little ghost. Arms coming up.
I love the arms going up like it's trying to say boo. And it's like scaring someone.
Exactly.
And it looks like she did a little like applique or something for the eyes and the mouth. It's just, it's a traditional little ghost, but it's so cute. And that's a good sized little pillow. That would not be hard to make. That would be so easy and so fun. What a fun project.
Yeah, she said, I kept seeing people trying to get these dollar spot ghost pillows and thought to myself, I could totally make that. We all have that gene. Love
we
how
do,
it turned out.
Followed through.
Yeah.
And actually made it. That's the difference that sets, you know, us out from her, from Christina. She actually followed through and said, I could make that and actually made it. I think I say that all the time. And then I very rarely actually make it.
She says that this is this hangs out on her chairs in her sewing room.
Oh, it's
which is
so
super cute.
See, now I, like I said, I don't do the spooky stuff, but this is adorable.
Yeah.
Totally. I would totally make one of these.
And it would be comfy too. So like a pillow that you probably actually use.
Yeah. And I feel like it would actually, I know she did it in the traditional white with the little black eyes and mouth, but you could do this in different colors for sure and have and fun prints. Like how cute would this be in that leopard Sherpa I gave you? That leopard print? Like it would just be funny. It would just be cute. It's just something different. Christina, this is adorable. Thank you. All right. Gail. Oh wow, that's beautiful.
Yep, she made a log cabin lap quilt with Halloween fabric that she likes to throw over her couch in October.
I love this. This is
the
perfect over the back of the couch, you know, size.
Mm-hmm.
And I see pumpkins, I see candy corn, I see spider webs, I see little
acorns.
Bats. So cute. Good use of color. I love the mix of the black with the white to make that like log cabin style. And then the orange just pops. It's so good.
This is a great quilt for beginners because it's quite easy to do.
Yes.
And it's high impact. Looks really nice.
It looks impressive, but it's like it's a simple construction to put that together. I love that. Gail, kudos. That's a wonderful. Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer Henderson, she submitted three projects.
Okay. Jennifer, for the record, is the one that helps me. Her and I kind of started the Music City Stitchers Club.
Oh, okay. That's your friend.
She is. She's the one that jumped on and said, hey, I'd love to help make this happen. Can I help you in any way? And she truly is the reason it's come together so well. So, but I'm so glad that she submitted. She's an avid quilter. So
I think it's two projects. One is just a close-up of the quilt. So we can look at the big quilt. This is really big and beautiful.
That is...
What is that one? What do you call that? A half triangle?
It's half square triangles, okay, but the way that they're positioned, it's creating this like diamond effect that gets smaller and smaller and smaller towards the center. Mm-hmm. That is stunning. She is so good at this stuff. And her piecing and her like lining up her seams perfectly is what makes this like really pop and look so good.
Mm-hmm. And I like how like one row is dark and one row is light. It almost kind of has like a plaid look to it too, if you... You
it
know,
has like this like twilight zone, like you feel like it's going to start spinning and suck you in because it's just a cool design. Now, if you look at the close-up photo, this is showing her quilting.
Oh!
And it's pumpkins. Her quilting design is pumpkin.
Wow.
Looks like there might be some other things in there.
Is that freehand?
I don't know if she did this freehand. It might be freehand. She's really good at it. And she's
that would be so meticulous
practicing, especially for a quilt that size. Yeah. I don't know if she did this on her machine or what. I would have to ask.
Let's see what she says. If she just finished my around the world quilt with Moda Fabrics, their rustic collection.
I love Moda Fabrics, they pair fabrics together so well. Like, I use Moda Fabrics for my jelly roll rugs.
So the next one is a pumpkin table runner. That's the next one.
Something that she said it's a few years old, something I made when I was new to quilting.
That's a good first project right there.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's very good. I love that.
Even just to like make one of those pumpkins and just have like a little wall decoration, like
it could be a block on the wall, it could be, you know, a little center of your table and a coffee table. It could, you know, be placemats. You can make an individual ones for placemats. I mean, they're so stinking cute, and that looks like a quilt as you go design. Like, and quilt as you go is a great beginning quilting technique because you can use fusible fleece and fuse the pieces down as you go. So it just helps you. And then it doesn't really matter the width of those pieces for the pumpkin. It's just, you can cut them all the same or do different widths. It's just fun to play with.
Is it sort of like that paper piecing, but you keep laying the next piece
on? But you don't
on?
Actually. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got several Quilt As You Go projects on Singer.com. And this is what that looks like. It's so cute. I love her choice of colors and prints and everything. Those pumpkins really stand out with the black border too. So thanks, Jennifer. I'm so glad you submitted these. It's also really cool to see how that was like one of her beginner quilting projects. And then you see that was just a couple years ago. And then you see the quilts that she's doing now. And you're just like,
how far she's come.
Oh, it's, she does quilt testing. She just did like an R2-D2 quilt.
Really?
Like, she does some really cool quilting. But you know what? I'm getting that girl into some bag making. I sure am. I'm sucking her in.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh. All right. Catherine.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She has a more light aesthetic.
I love this because it's not traditional fall colors or Halloween and orange or any of that. But it has that like pumpkin like shape of, but it's a pillow.
Yeah, I think,
and it looks like she did free motion. Is it a sunflower?
Yeah, that's what she's basing it off of.
Okay. Sorry. Over the center, it says "Live Simply," and it looks like that's free motion stitched out, which I love writing
Mm-hmm.
Words with free motion, stitching. This is really stinking cute. Sunflowers are very much a fall staple.
Yeah.
In the decor. I actually have a few things that have sunflowers and I, you know, I forgot and I just didn't grab them, but
I love sunflowers.
I do too. I grew sunflowers for the first time this year. Poorly. Bad placement. But I had a few big ones and I was very proud of them. Catherine, I love this. And I also feel like this is something that you could kind of leave out year round. Oh, yeah. Like it's mm-hmm. beautiful. And I love your choices of fabrics. They're like really fun.
They could for sure go into spring too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Who's so up we next? Have
Ruth next, and she submitted several projects and
okay, awesome.
Different things though, which is really fun. And the first one I'm just like absolutely obsessed with.
Oh my gosh.
The okay, doily?
This is a crochet ghost doily. First of all, I didn't know you could crochet a doily, but I guess that makes sense.
Like, how do you do it?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's
all I have is crochet doilies here from my grandma.
I don't think I ever associated doilies and crochet together.
Oh, okay.
Until this
you know when you see that really, really thin thread and that weird like
a lace, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very fine needle, like a
these
one.
These goats are adorable.
A 1 millimeter needle. It's crazy. My grandma was so good at it. She made me a crocheted table covering that was like for a table that seated like 12.
Oh, wow.
And it took her a year to do.
That's
it? She gave it to me as a wedding gift. Every night, she said. Every night.
That's love right there.
I know.
This is adorable, this little ghost doily. They're like going in a circle. So you could just put a little pumpkin right in the middle.
So cute.
And it looks like they're dancing around a little pumpkin. I mean, they're just adorable. I love that.
Me too.
And then she did, looks like faux leather leaf, like maple leaf earrings.
Yeah, I feel like that's something you could cut out with your Cricut.
Oh, for sure. You just need a die cutting machine. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those are so fun. I've made jewelry, like earrings and stuff before using faux leather. I feel like Ruth is like me, where she dabbles in a lot of different crafts.
Yeah, exactly.
I see a lot of myself in Ruth right now.
And the next earrings are with the vinyl, but then I think she did like the, you know, what do you call it? HTV or whatever?
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Those are adorable. So it's like a teardrop orange vinyl, and she did a heat transfer vinyl black little witch overlay. Mm-hmm. And there's one with spiders and spider webs, and then the mummies are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
The little mummy earrings are so cute.
I love that.
Now I want to go make some cute little spooky earrings.
This is the stuff that Diana should make so she can wear it to school. Like I feel like those are the things that I would wear if I like worked out in public and like saw kids and stuff.
Teacher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she did some pillows. I love fall most of all. I bet these are heat transfer vinyl on here. And then it looks like the other one is like a spooky cat with a moon and a tree. I mean, that's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Those like quick HTV design, like, projects are so fun and easy to do. I love doing stuff like that. Sometimes I'll just pull that stuff out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make something because I just need a quick and easy like palette cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cute.
So it looks like it was a sticker. Like, you know what I mean? Like she put the eye stickers on and the nose sticker on and the ear sticker and then like
for what?
The shoes.
Okay, we're moving on to the shoes. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was still on the pillows.
Sorry.
Okay, these shoes are adorable. And on the toe is a little kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that this is also, my guess would be a heat transfer vinyl, maybe.
But see how it's not the same.
I don't know.
So, like, it looks like it was painted.
It might be painted. Did she say in her description?
Good question.
I'm going to let you look at the description while I keep looking at these adorable shoes. So, these are a white pair of slip-on shoes. And on the toe is a kitty, a black cat's little head, and it's a friendly looking little kitty cat, and it's got little ears standing up and a little smile. But I'm not really sure if these are hand painted or if they're vinyl, and then she just cut them to fit around the toe, and that's why they're a little different shape. So cute though.
So she says the earrings are faux leather and HTV design from Amy Romeu.
Cool.
Cut using Cricut Maker. She didn't say anything about the shoes though.
Well, they're really cute. Ruth. Yeah. You know, growing up, my mom used to paint the toes of my Keds.
Oh yeah.
To match my outfits. So I had a pair of Keds, white Keds for like every special outfit. Like my first day of school outfit, my recital outfits, my whatever day it was. Mm-hmm. I had a whole balloon dress. I had a dress made with balloon fabric. And she made a hair bow actually out of balloons, and she painted balloons on my Keds. I mean, So this is what this reminds me of, like custom shoes. I love it. I bought a pair of blue and white striped slip-on shoes like this once. And I put a gold heat transfer vinyl like anchor on the toe and made them very summery in Florida when I lived there. And they were really cute. I don't know what happened to those shoes. All right. The last project that Ruth submitted is a like sweatshirt with like the kangaroo pocket in the front. And it's made with an orange fabric and black kitty cats all over it. It is really
I bet cute. Those shoes go with that shirt.
You know what? You can't not wear those together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to. So cute. Oh, Ruth, these were great submissions. Thank
you. She said, P.S., you would think for a woman with her own blog, I might be able to take better photos. I do almost every crafting creative medium except for photography.
That's okay. Yeah. I thought your photos were great. These are great. I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be like, you know, see the photos on like a fancy website. And you're like, they hire professional photographers. You just take it the best you can. And we still see what it is. We had no problem seeing what they were.
Yeah.
They look great. I love them. Thank you. Thank you so much for those. All right. Last but not least, we have Monica with That's So Monica. She did not tell me she was submitting stuff.
Oh, I love that she did.
Okay, so she went full, like, Thanksgiving dinner table, and I'm going to need her to come over and decorate mine, because this is stunning.
There is no place for the food, though, so.
We do it buffet style.
Yes.
You get your plate, you go through the line and get your food, then you come back and sit down at the pretty table that's all decorated.
Well, this year we didn't do buffet style. I don't know if you already know this, but in Canada we already had Thanksgiving, so we're still waiting for the Americans to have their Thanksgiving. But that was a mistake to do family style, because apparently nobody knows how to do that anymore. Like, to the point where one of the kids was in the kitchen looking around for the food.
Aww.
It's on the table.
And my
friend's like, I'm sorry, we always serve from the kitchen.
Yeah. Honestly, like, we just don't, like, my mom does like a big centerpiece and all of her tables too. So we just leave the food in the kitchen and we
lesson
just
learned.
Lay it out on the counter. Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first photo is like named like tags, right? The seating tags.
It looks like she put probably with vinyl onto this looks like burlap, but I'm pretty sure this is like a cardstock burlap.
Yes.
Because I have some of this.
Easy to cut out with the Cricut.
Yes. Too. And she cut out leaves and then put everybody's name on the leaf. And then it looks like the leaves are attached to a little pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute. For like labeling, like, what a fun way to like label, like, this is where you sit. This is, you know, like your place setting. I love that. And then the next one, I bet she did.
Does she have a Glowforge?
She might.
Or you could possibly cut that out with the maker, I hear.
They can do some wood. And so she might have. I love that. It's so pretty.
And I think she like glued it to a little wooden ring.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
It's the napkin ring. Mm-hmm. So she's got the napkin through the ring and a little faux floral. And then the ring has a piece of wood that says grateful attached to it. So that is so cute. But look, if you look at the last picture of like more of the whole table setting or several of the settings, they each say something different. So there's one that says grateful. There's one that says thankful.
Oh. So,
I mean, each one's a little different. And I love that she's shown us different, probably different years that she's done different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like the previous photo is like a brown and white checkered napkin, and the next one is more of like a orangey yellow. Like, she definitely incorporates some non-traditional colors in her tablescape, but then it still screams Thanksgiving, and I really love it.
I love the mustard yellow too.
I have to say, I really love the gold silverware.
Yeah,
that's so pretty.
Gold though, I think it's just reading gold because of the yellow.
Oh no, it's gold silverware.
Is it?
Yes. That is so pretty. I've always wanted gold silverware, but nothing else. It wouldn't go with anything else in my house. Because so there's the white plate and then the charger that's gold. And then under the charger is a little wicker charger, like a placemat, mm-hmm, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I love how she layers too to give different textures and colors. I mean, it's like, it's dressy, but it's comfortable dressy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't feel formal or stuffy, but it's like, it is. Like, you can see the glassware, the stemware. It's very, very good job, Monica. When am I coming over for Thanksgiving? I want to have a meal at this table. Holy cow.
Well, you know, and it looks like the two photos, like, every year she probably just adds a little other piece.
Changes a little something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea, because you can't just go and spend tons of money just for a tablescape. You kind of just, you get things on clearance at the end of the seasons for the following year.
Correct.
People love doing that. Okay, let's see if we got anything in our folders.
I know you do in yours. I'm just going to hold mine up.
Okay.
I have
a picture of my, because I have a circle table, so I wanted to make sort of like a hexagon. Is that what that's the shape? Hexagon quilt to put in the middle of the table.
I think that's right. it may be more than that because it's six sides instead of five.
Right. I don't know what the next one is. All made with 45 degree angle cuts. I have a tutorial on this at my YouTube channel, actually.
Awesome.
But this is actually a reversible one. So the other side is, I think, flamingo. Or actually, this one isn't. I made two. One is a Christmas one. But this one also is just reversible. So it just depends on, like, your style that
year. Is it flamingo on the other side?
I have a Christmas flamingo one. Yes, I do. It's, like, literally Christmas flamingo printed fabric. It's amazing. And then my other decor item is my little candy corn, which I just designed a pattern for, and I'm releasing the tutorial. And hopefully the tutorial, it will be out, actually, when this podcast goes up. I tested out many of these little candy corns, and I have a pattern that you can download, and I think it's so cute.
I feel like this is so cute. And, you know, we saw that ghost pillow earlier. I feel like you could scale this if you wanted to make it bigger.
For sure.
Print it and make it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And scale it and put a little face, like applique a little face on it,
yeah,
some buttons with some for some eyes or something, like super cute.
Yeah, that's what I did with the other ones. Depending on the fabric and stuff, you can make it into like a more like kiddish one, or you can make it like a more like fancy one.
Fancy.
It just depends. Or you can make it in Christmas colors.
Ugh, no.
I'm just kidding.
You know what your next one needs to be is the little Debbie's Christmas tree cake. And make a Christmas tree one that looks like the little Debbie Christmas tree cake.
Does that have sprinkles on it?
Yes.
Okay, did you see this fabric? It's just sprinkle fabric.
That would be perfect.
But it melts. You can't iron it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I mean, I should have realized that. But
just put a cloth over it and turn your iron down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But okay. I was like, oops. Got on the iron and then the iron started smoking.
That's too funny.
I don't I'm not a huge fall decor person, so that's why I don't really have a lot, because I kind of just like go straight into Halloween. But so I really should take time and sew for myself more often, but I don't. I'm more of a giver than a, you know, so I just don't end up with things from myself, because I'm always giving people other, you know, it's just me. I don't know why.
I love sewing for myself. I prefer to only sew for myself. And I have a hard time wanting to give things away. So mine, which we've seen this before.
I love it. I want it, actually, to put the candy in.
Do you know how many people have asked to buy this for me?
Oh, God. Yeah, for sure.
I always say
you can't afford it. It's not
for sale. No. I just say you can't afford it. You would have to pay me $1 million because I love it so much, but I have no interest in making this again.
Mm-hmm. Did you wrap the cord in orange fabric? Yeah, that's a lot. Like, so I've seen it dyed. That would be easier. Yes. To do every single,
So what this is, for those that are listening, is my rope pumpkin basket. This was actually published in Better Homes and Garden magazine.
So cool.
Was it last year or the year before? It might have been 2 years ago. And I wrote this. This is a project that you can get for free off Singer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a whole tutorial on it. His little face is falling off. So this is just felt. You could attach this if you wanted. I dropped the nose on the floor, but I like to leave them because it'll just stick right on.
Yeah,
so I just like to leave that, and then I can take it off once Halloween's over if I want to leave this out a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It is a basket. I have Halloween projects in here right now, and I did figure out. I figured it out on my own as how to make a lid. Which I had never done before. This is the first and only time I've made a lid for one of my baskets. And then I made up how to attach like a stem. So we've got a little stem. I had it standing up, but it just, so I just ended up sewing, hand sewing it down. And then I have little leaves. So everything is rope except for the leaves.
Ah.
So this is rope. Everything, all the rope is wrapped in fabric. So the brown rope is wrapped in fabric. The greens, little vines are wrapped in fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And the vines were wrapped in fabric and then stitched all the way down the center with a zigzag stitch. And then I wrapped that cord around a pencil and sprayed it with a stuff called Stiffen Quick.
Mm.
And then you let it dry and it stiffened into these coils. And I think that turned out super cute. And then the entire basket is wrapped in three different shades of orange fabric. So
that's cool. It gives it dimension.
It does. Now you could dye this. And I asked if I was allowed to dye it. And my boss was like, I think it, since we're sewing, you should really incorporate fabric. And I was like, I wrapped every little bit except for the very center of the bottom where I got started.
Oh.
I use a lot of orange thread, and it's a very big basket.
But you could totally dye it and then cut half the tie.
Because when you wrap it, you have to stop and
The
challenge for this is to get it to curve out, curve out the side, and then curve back in. I had never done that before. I've done a basket that'll go out. I've done a basket that'll go straight up. But to get that curve, and I remember there was one part where it was a little wonky and I had to seam rip all of that out and redo it because it's all based on hand tension.
Right, right.
You just have to find your groove and you have to really, I had to keep taking it off and looking at it because from the side going this way while you're sewing it, you can't really tell.
Right, right.
Anyways, this was a fun one. I'll show this one that's in here. I forgot these were in here. Well, maybe I'll share that one for the next podcast. It's more costume. Mm-hmm. This is a fun project that doesn't require a sewing machine.
Mm.
And it can be a fun hand sew. They're little fabric pumpkins.
Ah, yes.
I made these a couple years ago. You made that? Yeah.
Wow. See, I made them and they did not look like that. Those are really nice.
I have so many of these laying around my house. This is actually A corduroy. Is that
the cinnamon stick in the center?
Yes, the cinnamon so stick, the little mini pine cones, the fake little leaves. These are so fun.
Yeah, these that's nice. Acorns.
This all came from Hobby Lobby. And what makes these, like, it's just yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And I use like a yarn needle to like pull it through. But that's it. And it's just, you know, stuffing. And I have like gray ones. I have black ones. I have orangey ones. I have so many. I have a red velvet one in my sewing room. I have pink ones. They're all over my house.
Those are cute. And what's a shape of the fabric is it that you had to? Is it just a square?
It's a big square. And you, okay. Depending on the size, obviously depends on how big you make it. There is a tutorial on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I believe. Nice.
For these. We'll have to share it. I haven't looked at it in a while.
It's an oldie but a goodie, I'm sure. An
oldie but a goodie. And I made Brett go live with me and make these with me. And really? He had fun making them. Yeah. And then this is just all hot glued on. And these cinnamon sticks are like the fake cinnamon sticks. The crafty ones that smell like cinnamon, but they're craft sticks. And if you have those, I recommend getting these instead of the actual cinnamon sticks.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good
idea.
Have
them in Hobby Lobby.
Because I have real cinnamon sticks.
Yeah. These are not as brittle as cinnamon sticks.
And
they'll still smell like cinnamon for a little while.
Like, They
kind of still do smell like cinnamon. It's just not as strong. All right. My last one is also pumpkin. Obviously, I love pumpkin. But it's wood.
Yeah. So I love that. I should make that. That's so easy.
It's so easy. These are 2x4s.
Yeah.
And they're cut down. I have two that are the same size here and two that are the same size here. And they're stacked so they should make that pumpkin shape. Again, just glued together. And this is chalk paint. So this is more of like a peachy orange. But I have several of these around the house. One that's gray, one that's black. But it's all chalk paint. And I use some more of those leaves and then ribbon and burlap to create a little fun top with the acorn and the cinnamon
stick.
That's
so cute.
I love doing like woodworking. I don't do like sewing all the time. I used to do a lot more woodworking than I do nowadays. But those are the ones that I brought to the table today. Obviously, I have a lot more fall sewing projects. If you want to see them, they're over on singer.com. I've got a quilted wall hanging project that I've done. It's very beginner friendly. And it's, if you've never quilted, it's a very thorough project. So it's going to set you up for all the terminology you're going to need to know to start a quilting journey. There's all sorts of fun little things like that. There's some really cute, my coworker Meredith made the cutest quilted pumpkin table runner last year, I believe, or 2 years ago. So there's some really cute projects on there if you want to go check those out, because they're free, which is awesome. Yeah. We love a good free project. There
Me
we go.
Too.
This was fun, Ashley. I'm so glad. Y'all submitted some great, great projects, and I love seeing your decor and your creativity. This was super fun.
So fun. Thank you so much for submitting your photos, taking time out of your day to go through your photos and find them. We really appreciate everybody and their participation.
We love doing these kind of podcasts. And next week, we're going to do this with DIY Halloween costumes. And I cannot wait.
Oh, my goodness. There's some really cute kid ones that are just going to make you melt. Good.
Ashley's the one that, like, pulled all the submissions from the website that you guys sent. So this was my first time seeing your DIY like home decor stuff. And she hasn't seen mine though, because of course, last true fashion, I haven't uploaded my photos yet. So I'm just going to hold them up. But you guys are in for a treat next week. We can't wait to have you guys come back and join us for that. Again, thank you for all your submissions. If you've ever wanted to be a part of one of these podcasts, just keep an eye out. Be sure you're following us on Instagram, because we usually share it in our stories and put a link of how to submit photos. It's over on our website. Another way to be in the know of these kind of opportunities is to be subscribed to our newsletter that comes out once a week, because we'll put that information in there so you can submit photos, because we ask for them like weeks to months in advance because of how we prepare for our podcast. So be on the lookout for that. We'll definitely, probably, most likely be doing this again for Christmas.
For sure. 100%. Start curating your stuff now. Put it in a little folder on your phone. Get ready
because we're going to do some fun stuff for the holidays. Until next week, we hope you guys are having a wonderful October, and we'll see you soon. Happy selling.
Bye.
Bye.